Kalbarisvägen 66 in Stockholm is the location of Gunters, the best hot dog kiosk in Sweden. It's surrounded by sturdy stone buildings, many stories high, all constructed at the start of the last century. Solid brickwork, carefully laid, brick upon brick, with lime mortar rendering, bow windows, and old-fashioned leaded glass. There are generous lawns in front of the properties and, at this time of year, leafy trees lining the street. When you enter the buildings, there is usually red marble in both the lobbies and stairwells, friezes on the ceilings, ornate plasterwork, even dado paneling in places. The skirting boards and doors are made of oak. It is an area that gives a bourgeois, affluent impression. Just a few hundred meters south of Kalbari Palace and Karolinska University Hospital, and close to two of the major roads leading away from the north of the city center. The former head of the National Criminal Police, Lars Martin Johansson, really ought to have been at his summer house up in Roslagen today, but that morning he had been obliged to come into the city for a meeting with his bank to conclude a deal about a patch of forest that he and his eldest brother had an interest in. Once that had been arranged, various other matters and errands of a miscellaneous and private nature, which, for practical reasons, he might as well sort out then and there, had, as usual, cropped up. The list of things to do had rapidly become very long, and by the time he was ready to return to his wife and the summer tranquility on Rådmansö, it was almost 8 o'clock in the evening, and Johansson was as hungry as a wolf. Just a few hundred meters before he would be passing the old toll gate at Roslagstol on his drive north, his hunger got the better of him. There was no way he was going to spend an hour driving when his stomach was already screaming at him. So he took a quick detour to the best hot dog kiosk in Sweden for a well-spiced Yugoslavian bratwurst with salt-pickled Åland gherkins, sauerkraut, and Dijon mustard. Or maybe a zigeuner sausage with its taste of freshly ground pepper, paprika, and onion. Or should he stay true to his Norrland roots and partake of a lightly smoked elk sausage with Gunther's homemade mash of salad potatoes? Absorbed in these pleasant considerations, he parked just a few meters from the kiosk, immediately behind one of Stockholm Police's minibuses and, like them, halfway onto the pavement, before getting out. Given that he had been retired for 3 years, this was not entirely legal, but it was eminently practical, and some of the habits he had developed during his almost 50 years in the force were deeply ingrained.